HKZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
While the Deputy Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure has welcomed the signing into law of the expropriation bill by the President, the Minister has vowed to ensure the Act is not abused and that property rights remain protected under the Constitution. Deputy Minister Sihle Zikalala says the legislation paves the way for expropriation in public interest and is fully aligned with the Constitution. He says it's the culmination of the country's long struggle history and will take South Africa on the path of economic transformation and inclusive economic growth. Zikalala has added that the new legislation will enhance the delivery of infrastructure development programs. Meanwhile, the Public Works Minister, Dean McPherson, says regulations will safeguard against misuse and ensure the expropriation process follows constitutional and legal guidelines. The Institute for Economic Justice says it's relieved that access to the Social Relief of Distress grant will soon be made easier. Yesterday, the High Court in Pretoria ruled that SASSA's 2023 regulations, which limited access to the 370 Rand grant, are unconstitutional and invalid.
One of the fights that we had for the SRD grant was the government was treating it as a temporary grant. What we were asking for was not even necessarily that the court must dictate a value to the department, but rather the department has to actually like plan for this grant on a long-term basis, which is something they haven't been doing.
The IEJ, along with the group Pay the Grants, took the Social Development Minister to court over the matter. The advocacy group's Sianda Badusa has called the ruling historic. They had argued that the Social Security Agency unlawfully excluded millions of recipients from the grant.
So things like, for example, an online-only application system on the SRD grants that wasn't on any other grants, which of course would disadvantage people who, say, don't have internet access or don't have smartphones. Even a bank verification method was another thing that was being challenged.
Minister CCC Tolaše has been ordered to deliver a new plan to the parties and the court within 4 months. And global coffee prices are expected to rise as a result of climate change impact. Brazil, the world's largest producer, has been hardest hit, recording hot weather patterns along with numerous forest fires that have severely affected coffee crops. In Vietnam, a severe drought followed by heavy rains harmed the world's largest reserves of Robusta, which is the second most popular variety globally and is commonly used in instant coffee blends. Nestlé's Navasha Patha has told ENCA that coffee prices could increase by between 30 and 40% this year.
From a manufacturing and supply of products, as a company which does that in South Africa, we are not exempt from those raw material price increases. So, of course, from a consumer perspective, consumers have felt the pinch of their loved South African coffee products increasing in prices. And that will continue likely into 2025, as it's predicted.
The top story this hour. While the Deputy Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure welcomed the signing into law of the expropriation bill, the minister has vowed to ensure the act is not abused and that property rights remain protected under the Constitution. Weather-wise, Durban 29 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 31, Richards Bay 33. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.